कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पश्चात देश तारिणे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नामनि गौरात्विषे नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास एट श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल इस्कॉन वृंदावन वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द सिक्स्थ कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर फोर हंस गुह्य प्रेयर्स दिस सिक्स्थ कैंटो mainly describe the Poshan subject matter of Bhagavatam. Out of the 10 subject matter of Bhagavatam, one is Poshan, means when the Supreme Lord creates, He also nourishes and protects His own creation. So this Poshan is a subject matter of this 6th canto. And the section which we are discussing, Hans Guhya prayer, Hans means swan. Guhya means confidential. And these prayers are offered by Daksha. This is the same Daksha Prajapati who was born in the first Manvantara of Swayambhu Manu's time. But because of offense towards Mahavaishnava Lord Shankar, Shambhu Mahadev, Shiva, he was beheaded by Birbhadra and then goat's head was implanted. So he felt ashamed. For four manvantra, almost five manvantra, he was performing austerities to get free from that offense. The place is Vindhya mountain. And the reservoir of water there is called Agha Marshan. Agha means sin, Marshan means clean. That place he was performing austerities. At that time he was offering prayers to the Supreme Lord. These prayers in this chapter are from 23rd verse till this, today is the last verse of this prayer. So from 23rd verse, these are the prayers of Daksha. Now this Daksha is son of 10 Prachetas. The 10 Prachetas, son of Prachin Barhit, a descendant of Prithu Maharaj. They are provided one Kanya, the daughter of the forest, personified person forest, given by the king of the forest, moon god. 10 Prachetas married one wife. Yeah, this is one history quoted by Vyasadev when he was specifying how five Pandavas can marry one Draupadi. So this is one quote Vyasadev quoted. So now these prayers are offered to the Supreme Lord. And what he wants actually, today he wants is Manorath. See the last word in this verse, Manorath. It means my desire. And what is it, the desire of Daksha? Daksha means expert. His desire is to create. He's a Prajapati. Daksha Prajapati. He has to create. So let us now recite this verse 34. Chapter 4. Okay? So this is the scene. And after hearing this verse, Supreme Lord will appear. And then he will speak. In between, Sukhdev Goswami will say what happened after this prayer. Couple of verses, and then Supreme Lord will speak.
यह प्राकृतै ज्ञान पथै जनानां यथाश्यं देहे गतो विभाति यथानिलः पार्थिवम् आश्रितो गुणम् स ईश्वरो मे कुरुतां मनोरथम् यः प्राकृतै ज्ञानपथै जनानां यथाश्यं देहगतो विभाति यथानीलः पार्थिवमाश्रितो गुणम् स ईश्वरो मे कुरुतां मनोरथम् यः प्राकृतै ज्ञानपथै जनानां यथाश्यं देहो गतो विभाति यथा नीलः पार्थिवमाश्रितो गुणम् स ईश्वरो मे कुरुतां मनोरथम् यः प्राकृतज्ञानपथैर्जनानां
यथाश्यं देहगतो विभाति
यथा अदेह गतम विभाति यथा पार्थिव 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 गुणान् स ईश्वरो मे कुरुतां मनोरथम् यः प्राकृतेर ज्ञान पथेर जनानां यथा स्वयं मे देह गतो विभाति यथा नील पार्थितो विशान गुणान् स ईश्वरो मे कुरुतां मनोरथम् यथाश्यं देहगतो विभाति मनोरथ मदर्स स ईश्वरो मे कुरुतां मनोरथम् सो व्हाट हाउ मेनी टाइप ऑफ डिवोटीज वी नो उत्तम मध्यम व्हाट इज कनिष्ठ काल प्राकृत दिस इज ए प्राकृत दिस वर्ड इज प्राकृत ओके यथा प्राकृति यथा इट मीन्स दोज हु आर ऑफ लोअर मूड ओके Because if we understand one word, then everything will be clear. So this is prakrita. This we know. This is prakrita bhakta, madhyam bhakta, uttam bhakta. So these are prakrita. It's not bhakta in this case. These are the practitioner. These are the transcendentalist who practice some spiritual discipline. Which this line is, jnana pathai. Gyan pathai means those who follow the path of knowledge. Okay? Those who follow the path of knowledge. Knowledge. Some follow the path of knowledge, some follow the path of yoga, some follow the path of bhakti. So these are jnanis. Gyan pathai. Yatha prakartai gyan pathai jananam. Jananam, brij jana. Jana means people. Among the many people, those which are neophyte on the path of knowledge. Is it okay? Now what they think? Yatha ashyam. Yatha ashyam. Asha means asha. Asha, those who know Hindi, know asha means desire. What is your asha? What do you desire? What they desire? Yatha asha, whatever is their desire. Yatha asha, dehe gato. Dehe means body. Gato means one who enter into the body. Who enter into the body, this is, we simply meditate kshetra kshetra gya. Body is a field of activities, kshetra. And there are two kshetra gya. The two knower of the body, soul and the super soul. Okay? Since the person is praying, so he is already there, therefore he is praying. So another is coming, is a Paramatma. So Dehgato means that Paramatma, which enters into the body. Dehgato, one who enters into the body. And this is Paramatma. Okay? Vibhati. Bhati, vibhati. according to his desire. Vibhati, word Vibhati, Srila Prabhupada translates, manifest. So Lord manifests according to the desire of a practitioner. He is the one same Lord, but he manifests according to the desire of particular practitioner. Is it okay? And then there is a analogy. To prove this statement, there is an analogy. Alright, the first two lines are clear. The practitioner of the path of knowledge, they are neophyte. Such for such practitioners, Paramatma manifests according to their desire, not in his original form. That is implied. Not in his original form, but as they desire. Just like, now yatha anila, anila means air. Just like air. Air is a separate substance, okay? Separate matter. Parthavim means earth. Earth is a separate matter. You know, air and earth are not one. Shishi Gornithai ki, Krishna Balarama ki, Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki. So, is the air and earth same? No. Right? But what is the quality of earth? What is the tanmatra of the earth? Fragrance. Prithvi Gandhavati. Prithvi is Gandhavati. Gandhavati means fragrance. You know, flower, seed has nothing, but flower comes out, there's a fragrance, is coming from the earth. Earth is called Gandhavati, means fragrance. Now the air is carrying fragrance or different color. We call, oh, very nice fragrance in the air. Is the fragrance belong to air? No. It's coming from the earth. Oh, today the green, the air, today is hazy, all dusty air. So the color of the air is not air itself, it's something different. So actually what the explanation is, soul and super soul are different. They are not one. Like the air and earth are not one. But they appear one to people who don't know much. Oh, here is very nice fragrance. Oh, this is very filthy place. This air is very filthy. But air is not filthy. The odor is coming from somewhere else. The fragrance, bad or good, is coming from somewhere else. They are not one. Is it clear? So the basic point is soul and super soul are not one. They look one sometime, like air looks fragrant, but it is the earth which has mixed with the air, therefore it has different dust, therefore it is different, having a different order. Is it okay? Yatha anila parthivam ashrito gunan. Ashrito gunan. Ashrito means take shelter of, ashrita. And gunan means that character or quality. So earth's quality is seen in the air. Is it okay? Now he is finally offering his prayer. That Supreme Lord, Sa Ishvara, that Supreme Lord who manifests differently to the different practitioners according to their desire. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in one is purpose writes, Supreme Lord is Paramatma four-handed in everybody's heart. But for the devotees, he becomes Tribhanga Lalita. for devotees, that same Supreme Lord becomes Tribhang Lalit Shyam Sundar. So same Lord. But for the devotees, he appears like Sri Krishna, Shyam Sundar. It's like Salangram is all round thing, something. But for Gopal Bhatt, he appears as Radharaman. It's something like this. So according to the design of the devotee, he manifests. That Lord, Sa Ishwara, may my Kurutam must do Manoratham, my desire. He must fulfill my desire. So this is the meaning of this verse. Is it okay? Now we should do our regular understanding. Yaha, who? Prakritihi, lower grade. Jnanapathahi, by the path of worship. Jananam, of all living entities. Yatha Ashyam, according to the desire. Deha Gataha, situated within the core of the heart. Vibhati, manifests. Yatha, just as. Anilaha, the air. Parthivam, earthly. Ashritaha, receiving. Gunam, the quality, like flavor and color. Saha, he. Ishwaraha, Supreme Personality of the Godhead. May Kurutam, may he fulfill. Manoratham, desire. And Srila Prabhupada writes, for devotional service. Not Daksha don't want devotional service. Prabhupada said, I want devotional service. Because Daksha wants actually creation. Is still, after having direct audience of Lord Vishnu, Daksha cursed the Narad. The great devotee Narad. Next chapter is, Narad is cursed by the Daksha. There it is said, still the Vaishnava Aparadh was lingering in. Even after having audience of the Supreme Lord, Daksha cursed Narad Rishi, right? So this is not really, Prabhupada says here, we should ask that he should give us devotional service. Now, translation by Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada. As the air carries the various characteristics of the physical elements, which is earth, like the aroma of a flower, or a color resulting from mixture of the dust in the air. Like in Holi, we have different, air is different colored everywhere. They put the red gulal and green and all these things. Okay? The Lord appears through lower system of worship according to one's desires. Although he appears as the demigod and not in his original form. This is Prabhupada's understanding what the lower worship is. What the jnanis actually do. This is Prabhupada's realization. The jnanis, they worship Panchadev. In the purport set, five demigods. They consider all five demigods. Panchadev Upasana. This is in purport. So Prabhupada has put this. What the jnani do? They worship demigod even. Not the original form of the Lord. What is the use of these other forms? May the original Supreme Personality of Godhead please fulfill my desires. Is it okay? The translation is, can you make out translation from this verse now? We should, but it is a lengthy purport. Let's go a little quickly, okay? The impersonalist, this means jnani. They are called impersonalist, nirakarvadi. You know, nirakar. Sometime Radha Govind Swami Maharaj used to say, well, this pronunciation, it is narakar, they say nirakar. You know, narakar means he is like a human being, but they say nirakar. Only na and ni. So pronouncing is wrong. They are wrongly pronouncing. Is a narakar, they say nirakar. So impersonalist imagine the various demigods to be the form of the Lord. Yes, they say everybody is Lord. Prabhupada's one comment on this is very sarcastic. Who is God? See, everybody is God. See, it is just like some woman you ask, who is your husband? Everybody is my husband. Is it a sensible answer? This is one Prabhupada's comment on this matter. How everybody is God? How can everybody be God? But they say, everybody is God. So they consider everybody is God. For example, the Mayavadi worship the five demigods, Panchadeva Upasana, Pancha Upasana. They do not actually believe in the form of the Lord. But for the sake of worship, they imagine some form of the God, some form to be God. Generally, they imagine the form of Vishnu, a form of the Shiva, a form of the Ganesh, a form of the Sun, Surya, and form of the Durga. These are the Panchadeva Upasana. I went personally to such a very well-known sadhu, and inside there were the five Deva for his worship. These are the five Deva, the Sun God and the Durga. So what is this Panchadeva Upasana now? They all are God. Vishnu, Shiva, Durga, Sun God and Ganesh. Ganesh will cry, I am son of Shiva, why you are keeping me along with Shiva as equal? Ganesh will not like this, no? Right? So they consider themselves. This is called Panch Upasana. Daksha, however, wanted to worship not an imaginary form, but the supreme form of Lord Krishna. In this regard, Srila Vishwanath Chakurthi Thakur described the difference between the Supreme Personality of the Godhead and an ordinary living entity. As pointed out in the previous verses, Sarvam Pumana Veda Gunanscha Tajagyo Na Veda Sarvagya Anantam Ide. These are the verses already discussed in Ansa Guhya prayers. There is a difference between the Super soul and soul. That's what it means. The omnipotent Supreme Lord knows everything, but the living being does not actually know Supreme Personality of the Godhead. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I know everything, but no one knows me. Vedaham samatitani. I know everything, but nobody knows me. So this is the difference between the Lord and living entity. Lord knows everybody, but not everybody does not know Lord, right? This is the difference between Supreme Lord and ordinary living entity. In the prayer in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Queen Kunti says, my dear Lord, you exist inside and outside, yet no one can see you. Antra bahir avasthitah. Alaksham. Alaksham means nobody knows you. Krishna says, how? I am in front of you sitting on the chariot as your nephew. How you are saying nobody knows me? He says, it is like an actor in a different costume. Nato. Natadhara. You know, like a puppet. The puppets are moving, but nobody see really the person who is moving the puppets. He's in a box behind. So your actions are bewildering. It is not possible to really know you. Nobody knows you. Even the great personalities like the Lord Shiva, Narada, they know as much as you allow them to know. They cannot know fully you. So nobody can know Supreme Lord fully until unless he wants to reveal something. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, "So you know everything about God?" He said, "Yes, as much as he wants me to know." Yeah. Simply, it's not everything, but as much as he wants me to know. So, the conditioned soul cannot understand the Supreme Personality guided by speculative knowledge, by Jnanpati, or by imagination. One must therefore know the Supreme Personality Godhead by the grace of the Supreme Personality Godhead. He reveals himself, but he cannot be understood by speculation. That is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10:14-29. This is the Brahmaji is speaking. These are the prayers of the Brahma when he is told the calves and coward voice. So authority, Brahma, the creator is speaking. Nobody knows God until he himself manifests. And he is speaking his own experience. He said, "I was born on the lotus. I was trying to find out my source. I went up, down, could not see anything. Only I heard two words, tapa, austerity. And I was contemplating. And then when God was pleased, he appeared before me and he shook hand with me. Karasprasha, shaking hand." So what he is saying is, by my effort I could not reach to the Lord, know him, but by his mercy he appeared. Prabhupada used to give example, nobody can order sun to rise whenever they want. They have to wait for the sun to rise. Sun is independent. Sun is not under our control to rise whenever we want. So it's not that God manifests whenever we want. No. When he pleases, he appears. But he appears. If he does not appear, then we can never know who is God. He appears out of his causeless mercy to give us a little glimpse that what is God, who is God, what are the characteristics of the God. That is actually the concept of avatar. If he never comes, how can we know who is God? So he comes as an avatar to give us opportunity to know who is God. So Brahmaji, what Brahmaji is saying,
tathapi te deva padam bhujya divya prasad leham grihita evahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimano nacha anya eko pichiram vichintaya.
Chiram vichintaya, for millions of years they speculate, they will never know you unless you yourself manifest. The Lord, if one is favored even by even a slight trace of mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of the Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study Veda for many years.
Naham Veder, not by Vedas. I cannot be known by Vedas, not by Jap, not by Tap, not by austerity.
How you can be known? Yena Varaneta. To whom whenever you are pleased, you appear yourself. Not by any method, no. It's not possible. This is the verdict of the Shastra. An ordinary man may be the great philosopher and may speculate upon what the absolute truth is, what his form is and where he is existing. But he cannot understand these truths. Sevanumukhe hi jivad asvayam hev spurdhyadaha. This is how he manifests. If we render service, and if he is pleased, he manifests himself. Seva, unmukha. Those who are inclined for service, to him he manifests. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Swami Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, one very great, well-known scholar, he wanted to talk with him something. And he asked his assistant to ask him that, I don't have time now, he should go and help somebody to wash the utensil in the kitchen. Then I will give him time. Then I will meet him. That great personality, very well-known personality. He was humble. He went there and he washed all the pots. And then he came and Maharaj says, Maharaj want to see you. He said, I understood everything. All my questions are answered. Why? Because I render service and everything is revealed to me. What I have the doubts, all are cleared. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, to that great, very great learned person, he wanted to teach him, it's only by service you will be blessed and favored by Lord. There is no other way. Not by your scholarship. So sevanu mukhe, unmukhe. Unmukhe means one is really desiring to serve Lord. And how to serve? Jivadav. With the tongue. But the best service of the Lord is tongue. Glorify Lord. Glorification of the Lord. Chanting of the holy name and glorification of the Lord. Honoring the prasad of the Lord. The bhakti starts with tongue. Honor the prasad and glorify the Lord and chant the holy name. Then God, when he pleased, he will reveal. He reveals. He appears. Not one, many people in the history, he appeared before them. And before Daksha, he appeared after that. So this is a history. If he wishes, he can. Now, one can understand the Supreme Personality of God only through the devotional service. This is also explained by the Supreme Personality of God and himself in Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan ya yas chasmi tattvatah. Where is this verse? Where is this verse of Bhagavad Gita? What was the verse before this? Brahma bhuta prasannatmana sochati na kankshati. And then this is the verse, Bhakti Amava Bijananti. What it means, the jnanis, when they realize the Brahm, then they are only qualified to know my devotion. So bhakti starts after Brahma Bhuta stage. Bhakti starts after Brahma Bhuta stage. There are two bhuta, jiva bhuta and brahma bhuta. The jiva bhuta are conditioned souls and brahma bhuta are liberated souls. So when one is in a brahma bhuta stage, he can practice devotional service. So this verse, bhaktya mam abhijananti, is after that verse, which means those who have realized brahma, it means they reach to that level, brahma bhuta prasanna sochati na kankshati. They have no lamentation and they have no any hankering. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu, they are equal to everybody. They don't see any duality in the world. Labhate bhaktim param, they will achieve my para bhakti. Para means superior, ananya bhakti. Then bhaktya mam abhijananti. So these two verses you connect, then it will be clear that jnanis cannot until they reach to that stage. Koti jnani madhya koi ek mukta, Mahaprabhu says to the Rupa Goswami. Out of many jnanis on the path of knowledge, hardly one is liberated.
Koti Mukta Madhya Durlab Ek Krishna Bhakta. Out of the 10 million liberated person, hardly there is a one Krishna Bhakta. Yeah, this is the analysis given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So next, one can understand Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is only by the devotional service, as he is. But he can be, they can understand him as a different personality, no problem. An intelligent person wants to imagine or concoct a form of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. But devotees want to worship the actual personality of Godhead. Therefore, Daksh prays, one may think of you as personal, impersonal, or imaginary. Personal, impersonal, or imaginary. So God is impersonal and personal both. So God is not that he's not impersonal. He's impersonal through his energies. The fight is, the jnani says, impersonal become person. And the devotee says, person has an impersonal aspect. He is person first. And if impersonal aspect is secondary. And they say, no, he is impersonal primarily, he can become person. So this is the fight actually. Simple, humble understanding is, you have any photo, okay? You enlarge, and then it will be impersonal, right? You enlarge any one photo to the extent that you will not find any person there, right? Is it possible? But you take a photo of the sky and then make it small, will it be person? So, person can show impersonal, he can be impersonal, but impersonal cannot be person. Yeah, it's a very simple, my logic is this. You enlarge the photo as much as you want, it may be impersonal, but any photo you make small, it can never be person. Right? It's a simple thing. So, God has an impersonal aspect. And also he said, somebody may think you imaginary. But I wish to pray to your lordship that you fulfill my desire to see you as you actually are. So before the Daksha, Lord Vishnu appeared. He appeared as in his original form, as a Narayan, Vishnu. Now, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments that this verse is especially meant for impersonalists who think that himself is supreme because there is no difference between the living being and God. He think he himself is God, okay? This is impersonal, what they think? Aham Brahmasmi. Right? I am Supreme Lord. Okay? Mataji is, well, one is a woman who has lost her husband. She is called widow, right? Okay? If widow decorate herself with nice ornament and dressing, will she be happy? No. But a wife for a living husband, if she decorate, then she is pleased and husband is also pleased, right? So those who think I am God, then their worship is like decoration of a widow. Right? There is no husband to see who you are. So you decorate, you see yourself in the mirror. What is the use? Is there any use in that? It's a widow's decoration. I decorate and see myself, who am I? What is the use? Somebody say you look good, I love you, that is good. So, no? So gopis are decorating because Krishna says, I love you. So they are happy. It's not they are decorating to be themselves to see I am good. They are only decorating because Krishna likes that. So for bhakti, the devotee is really everything is to please Krishna. But they think, I am God, then what is the use? Then why you worship? What is the use of all these things? Now they give some reasons here, but we don't have a time. We have to finish. We have to finish the purport quickly at least. The Mayavadi philosophers think that there's only one supreme truth. And that he is also that supreme truth. Actually, this is not knowledge, but foolishness. And this verse is especially meant for such fools. Whose knowledge has been stolen by the illusion Maya apahirt jnanaha. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that such persons, jnani maninaha, think themselves very advanced, but actually they are unintelligent. In this regard, this verse of Madhva Acharya, he says, Swadeha istam harim prahor adhama jivam evato madhyam matas chapi anirnatam jivada bhinnam janardhanam. There are three classes of men. Lowest, adham. Those in the middle, madhyam. And the best, uttam. The lowest think that there is no difference between the God and the living entity. Except that the living entity is under the designation, whereas the absolute truth has no designation. In their opinion, as soon as the designation of the material bodies are dissolved, the jiva, the living entity, will mix with the supreme. And they give the argument, ghatakas, patakas, in ghatas, ghatakas, patakas, you know ghatakas, patakas? You know ghatakas, patakas? Pot, there's a pot. In what is in the pot? Empty pot is just akash means just ether, yeah, space. Well, if you break the pot, then the inside space mixed with the outside space. So when the body is finished, then the soul and the super soul merge. That's what they say. Ghat akash mat akash. Huh? They mix together. But again he will become get a ghat. He will get another body again. Then again he becomes ghat. So this ghat and mat will continue. This ghat and mat have a hut which will continue. Hut means this shop will continue of the karma. Okay. In which the body is compared to the part with the sky within and the sky without. When the pot breaks, the sky inside becomes one with the sky outside. And so the impersonal say that the living being become one with the supreme. One devotee in a Kumbh Mela, some Mayavadi said, oh, come here. I will teach you meditation by which you become one with God. He said, I will become one with God? He said, yes. Will there be rasgulla? He said, what is rasgulla there? He said, I need the Lord where we offer rasgulla and eat. I do not want to be one with God. If there is no rasgulla, I don't need God. There is no variety. How can you live there? If God is light, then you just stay under the 500 watt bulb and you will see God. You will be mad after some time, right? If there is a light around you all the times, you go crazy. So this is what is the value of this light? If the light is God, then all electricity department is God. There's so much light. What is the value of that? Okay. When the pot breaks, the sky inside becomes one with the sky outside, and so the impersonal say that the living being becomes one with the supreme. This this is their argument. But Srila Madhvacharya says that such an argument is put forward by the lowest class of men. Another class of men cannot ascertain that actual form of a supreme is, but they agree that there is a supreme who controls the activities of the ordinary living entities. Such philosophers are accepted as mediocre. The best, however, are those who understand Supreme Lord Satchidananda Vigraha, Brahma Sainta, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Vyas, I think, finish. Purna Anandi Gunakam Sarvagya Vilakshanam. His form is completely spiritual, full of bliss, and completely distinct from that of the conditioned soul or any other living entity. Uttam to harim prahu taratamayena teshucha. Such philosophers are the best because they know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead reveals himself differently to the worshipper in various modes of material nature. They know that there are 33 million demigods just to convince the conditioned soul that there is a supreme power and to induce him to agree to worship one of these demigods, so that by the association of the devotees, what it means, all the demigods are devotees. This means all the demigods are devotees. Even if they worship one demigod, the demigod one day will tell him that, it says for 100 lifetime we worship Ganesh, then we'll get the worship of Durga. 100 times we worship Durga, then we get the chance to worship Shiva. 100 lifetime we worship Shiva, then he will promote us to worship the Vishnu. So the demigods ultimately, when we become desireless, then they say, no, you go further. Then they will help us. This means superior authority to accept. By association of the devotee, he may be able to understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, mat partram na anyat asti kinchit dhananjaya. There is no truth superior to me. Aham adri devanam. I am the origin of all the demigods. Aham sarvasya prabha. I am the superior to everyone, even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and other demigods. These are the conclusion of the Shastra. And one who accepts this conclusion should be considered the first class philosopher. Such a philosopher knows that Supreme Personality Godhead is the Lord of the demigods. Deva Deveshwaram Surtam Anandam Pranavedina. Here ends the purport of this verse. So what we have to understand, we should be aspiring to the first class devotee, accepting Supreme Lord as a person, loving person. This is one statement. With this one statement, we can close today's class. Mayavadi says, we want to be God. But Srila Prabhupada said, no, we want to be bigger than God. Devotee is bigger than God. Why we want to be God? Why not to be bigger than God? Yeah. Who is God, Arjuna or Krishna? Krishna is God. But who is sitting up? Arjuna is sitting up, Krishna is sitting down. So it is better to be bigger than God than God. The devotees are really more dear to the God than himself. This Krishna says, Uddhav, not Lakshmi, not Balaramji, not myself, as you are dear to me. So it is better to be the devotee of the Lord than foolishly think to be the Lord, which is impossible. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Question and comments tomorrow. Purport was too lengthy. Hare Krishna. No, this, the verse itself is very nice.
Yeah, this shows how much special each and every devotee is. Even a Ganesh Adhikari, you know, how he has faith to accept Krishna.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but for devotees, when they connect to my explanation is